Listening Library presents Rain Is Not My Indian Name by Cynthia Leidick Smith. Read for you by Jenna Lamia. Tasty Freckles. From my journal. On New Year's Eve, I stood waiting my turn in the express aisle of Heinz Grocery Barn, flipping through the December issue of Teen Lifestyles, a perfume-soaked ad for makeup, clothes, and bulimia. The magazine reported, 76% of 14-year-old girls who responded to our Heating Up Your Holidays survey indicated that they had French kissed a boy. The next day was my 14th birthday, and I'd never kissed a boy, domestic style or French. Right then, looking at that magazine, I decided to get myself a teen life. Tradition was on my side. Among excuses for kisses, midnight on New Year's Eve outweighs mistletoe all Christmas season long. Kissing Galen would mark my new year, my birthday, my new beginning. Or I'd chicken out and drown in a pit of humiliation, insecurity, and despair. Cassidy Rain Burghoff, rest in peace. December 31. That night, Galen and I jogged under the ice-trimmed branches of oaks and sugar maples, never guessing that somebody was watching us through ruffled country curtains and hooded mini-blinds. We should have known. Small-town people make the best spies. As we tore through the parking lot behind Trisha's barbecue house, my camera thudded against my hip, and I breathed in the chill, the mist, and the spicy...